The great preacher William Sloane Coffin said the world needs more anger. But he said anger should be distinguished from bitterness, because anger leads to action, while bitterness leads to apathy. I think that's pretty smart advice. And you know, Allie, I think I'm a friendly enough kind of guy.
You're very friendly.
Thank you. But there are times, I will admit, that my temper gets the better of me. I try not to get bitter, which is easier said than done. But there are things that make me angry. Like when I'm riding the subway and people don't move all the way into the train. They just block the doors and then you can't get in. That makes me angry.
I'm with you.
The fact that airlines charge you to change your flight, even if you're changing from a more desirable flight to a less desirable flight, then they wonder why they're in bankruptcy. That makes me angry. Humidity. That sucks. And when the BPP staff orders breakfast sandwiches from the deli downstairs and I order bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll with the eggs scrambled and the eggs come fried, that makes me so angry! But the truth is, in most diners and delis, fried egg is the standard on an egg-based sandwich. And when there's an established way of doing things, those of us who want to scramble up the status quo often find ourselves fighting an uphill battle.
All right, stop what you're doing, because I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round. I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty.
Now, I believe that in the future, we'll all eat cheeseburgers with the cheese on the bottom instead of the top, because that puts the cheese closer to your tongue and thus maximizes cheesy goodness. That's how I do it now, of course, but I'm confident society will catch up. Al, you remember that TV show Freaks and Geeks? That show was canceled quickly. Now, its creator Judd Apatow is the king of Hollywood. Arrested Development got canned. Now it's becoming a movie.
Part of the Brilliant But Canceled series.
That's right. You know, the great newsman, Edward R. Murrow, had serious doubts about moving from radio to television. But he overcame those fears. When he advertised his now legendary TV report on Joe McCarthy, CBS wouldn't even let Murrow use the network's logo in the ads. It's true. The idea of a TV news show doing an investigation of one particular U.S. senator was foreign and scary at the time.
How weird.
Yeah, now clearly CBS and the other networks have come around.
60 minutes. I'm sorry.
You know, but I'll bet Mr. Murrow was pretty angry when CBS made him pay to advertise the program himself. Being misunderstood or not understood makes me angry, too. Now, am I suggesting the BPP is Edward R. Murrow? Hardly. I'll be the first to admit we got plenty of kinks left to work out. Instead, I like to compare us to another great historical figure, someone who wasn't ashamed of being different, who wasn't afraid to take risks, someone who was also ahead of his time. He's the kind of guy who'd use a word that don't mean nothing, like Loop did. And he's the man who sings the song that's my submission for best song in the world today. So today I am angry, but not bitter. I'm going out with my head held high, proud of what the BPP has accomplished, just like old Humpty would want it.
All you had to do was give Humpty a chance, and now I'm gonna do my dance.
The Humpty dance is your chance to do the hump.
Come on, yeah, sexy lady.
Do the Humpty hump.
Come on, I'll do the Humpty hump. Sexy baby. Everybody, come on and do the Humpty hump. Oh, do you know what we're doing? We're doing the Humpty hump, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Let me get a little bit of that bass groove right here.
Now it makes me angry. People who are rude to waitresses. That makes me angry.
Yeah.
That lady in the parking lot of Once a Time a Bagel out in the Hamptons with her yoga outfit who wouldn't get out of the parking space and cause a traffic jam in the parking lot. She made me angry.
Yeah. I got angry at a bunch of smug, yuppie parents in the park yesterday who reserved all the picnic tables in the park for their 3-year-old's birthday and then only used half of them.
And her name was Madison, wasn't it?
Probably.
You know what makes me angry? When a store says it closes at 6 and then it locks the doors at 5:50.
Very annoying.
That makes me angry. People who litter make me angry.
Yes. Some people will blatantly drop something right at their own feet in the middle of the train and then look around. And then I always make eye contact with them. Just with the, I know that you did that. I saw you do that. And it made me angry. And if I wasn't afraid that you might be carrying firearms, I'd say something.
Being canceled makes me angry.
I think we can call it right there. That's the winner. That's my submission for Best Song of the World today, The Humpty Dance by Digital Underground. Peace and humptiness forever, as the man says.
I'm impressed with you, Dan, though. I was expecting a Dr. David Banner moment. You made me a little nervous. I thought your eyes started to turn green and you were going to say, you won't like me when I'm angry. But
right.
I thought you were quite subdued.
Well, thank you. I try to use my anger for good instead of
exactly.
evil.
We'd like to stay on till Friday.